You are Locked On Falcons Postcast, part of Locked On Sports Atlanta, your team every day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another Locked On Falcons Postcast here on Locked On Sports Atlanta's YouTube channel. Of course, I'm Aaron Freeman, the host of Locked On Falcons, joined by Jarvis Davis of the ATL Day Ones, one of three shows here on the Locked On Sports Atlanta podcast feed. And of course, every Falcon game has to be crazy at the end. It was a wild final 4 minutes. The Falcons get a defensive stop. They get the ball back. Marcus Mariota pulls a play out of his butt, avoiding a sack, throwing it to Alameda Zacchaeus. I guess Washington,
which is what we're used to doing him doing right now at this point in his career. Throws the ball
to Alameda Zacchaeus. Washington, I guess, thought they had a sack because they just stopped covering Alameda Zacchaeus. So he just basically runs 40 yards down the field, gets the Falcons in scoring position. You know, the Falcons then decide, okay, we're going to run the ball. They run the ball, I think, like six times. They get the ball from like the 25 down to the 5. Then they decide, you know, to do a little bit of interesting things there. They try to run a quarterback keeper with Marcus Mariota. It's been working all day long. I think he's been averaging like 10 yards a pop on those. But this time, Washington sniffs it out. They get a 2-yard loss. Then the Falcons on second and goal decide to throw the football. And it did not go well. The ball was tipped by Daron Payne, your boy. And Kendall Fuller picks it off in the end zone. And that's pretty much it. Then another crazy stuff happens. Falcons defense gets a stop, 3 and out, forces a punt. Adeo Gundeji runs into the punter in Washington.
Of all people.
Yeah.
So, of all people. Go. As we see that Aaron and I, both of us, are wearing black. This was not planned. Because, you know, this might be the funeral for the Atlanta Falcons playoff chances. Because when you think about, you know, where they are, where they currently stand, and the way Tampa Bay is playing, last time I checked, Tampa was up in that game. So I think that's some of the things that you have to kind of start thinking about right as we get into the season. However, today, the defense, that was absolutely just one of the worst defensive displays of run defense that I've seen in quite some time. And we what's the crazy thing about it though, Aaron, is the fact that every time that Washington threw the football, it was almost like the Falcons had a good pass defense, you know, and that's what's been their issues in these past few games. But they just don't have anybody that gives a damn about stopping the run, you know. And I know you got Grady coming in from time to time. He'll bring a play in there every time him, but they were able to minimize him for the most part throughout the game. You just have no one else willing to get off blocks or able to get off blocks. Adeo Gundeji, they kept running that counter at him all day, and he kept standing up looking, trying to see what's going on as the offensive lineman getting all up in his chest. And then the running back, Brian Robinson, up there cutting off that block, getting on up to the next level and figuring it out. And Troy Anderson, you know, probably falling on his back, you know, getting run over for 2 to 3 more extra yards. So, yeah, I said that junk. Yeah, he was out there looking very under normal. I'm making up words today, Aaron. That's how I feel right about now. But, you know, I just think that, like, for the offense to come in, giving what they were coming up against today, and you know, that defensive line, we know that they were overmatched. The offensive line was overmatched, you know, today. And for them to have Arthur Smith to come up with a game plan, sans Kyle Pitts, and it looked good. They were running. They were throwing different formations at them, and those guys were getting some momentum going on the offense. And for them to just let it – just give it up in the run game? Like, in the run game, that's demoralizing, man, when you think about – what that does to a team, and for them to just hand it off throughout for the entire game, it was just absolute. For me, it was sickening. Like that was just sickening to watch for them to consistently get yards like that.
Yeah, it was very clear that the Falcons missed Taquan Graham, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. That's pretty fair. That's fair to say.
Yeah. You know, I was a big fan of Brian Robinson at Alabama. I was like, that's the guy I want the Falcons.
Hard not to be. You're right. Yeah. Hard not to be.
And, you know, my pre-draft takes looked very good after today because he was just,
you know, I was real big on De'Ron Payne too.
18 carries, 105 yards.
Big fan of De'Ron Payne and Montez Sweat. And he's from here. So, yeah. Yeah. And he sat the quarterback then at the end of the game, didn't he?
So first round draft picks, defensive linemen, like, they do matter, right?
Sometimes.
They do make plays.
Yeah.
Did Montez Sweat get a game changer sack? Yeah. De'Ron Payne bat the ball up in the air for a pick?
Yeah.
First round defensive lineman, cool, right? That's cool. That's cool to do, right? That's not no numbers thing and all that stuff. Like it's okay, right? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I know things are different nowadays, you know. So offensive game, you know, everybody want to throw unicorns out there and, you know, all that stuff, you know, and have all these weapons and stuff like that. But it's okay to draft defensive lineman in the first round. I just want to make sure that's still okay.
It's fine, you know. Do it once every 10 years.
Montez Sweat, De'Ron Payne, Jonathan Allen. He was pretty good today too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty good too.
Yeah, man.
So, Jarvis, now that you got that off your chest.
Sorry. My bad, man. I just be feeling some type of way, Aaron, because look, man, like, here's the thing, dog. Like we pound, I know, you know, I've, you know, followed you for a long time, bro, and you've talked about offensive line, defensive line for the Atlanta Falcons and being a need. I don't know how we got here, but here we are. Like, if you continue to ignore issues, right? Like, what Adio Ogundeji, it wasn't, we're not supposed to be looking at him making mistakes out there. Like not getting to the quarterback, not having his right fits in the run game. Like, we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to be watching him. Like, because the Falcons are supposed to have somebody in place right now as a legitimate starter. And Adio Ogundeji isn't that guy. You know, we're watching developmental guys, guys they drafted in the second round. Guys who ran 4.4s and super fast and play on a second level, stand-up linebackers. Like, why are we watching stand-up linebackers trying to see if they're going to develop or not? That's what we are, man. Like, I don't care how much you try to run from it. As good a schemer and offensive play caller Arthur Smith can be, like, at the end of the day, your issues are always going to show when you play these tight behind games. And guess what? De'Ron Payne, Montez Sweat, those guys made plays for their team to win the game. And where were they drafted? In the first round of the NFL draft, man.
Now, Jarvis, you said something interesting there. You said as good as a play caller as Arthur Smith did. I'm wondering how much of the conversation surrounding this game is going to be about Arthur Smith's decision to not continue to run the football, which had been pretty effective. Falcons ran for 167 yards against one of the better run defenses in the NFL. They ran it, as I said earlier, ran it six straight times after that Zacchaeus play to get the ball from like the 25 to the 5, and then decided, no, we're good on running it. Do you feel like, this is just my opinion, I'm curious about this. Do you feel like he wanted to throw the ball so people can, so he can, you know, dunk on people that have been calling for him to replace Marcus Mariota? Do you feel like he got a little too cute there?
Yeah, to be honest with you, yes, because I was thinking, I'm not going to lie, I was literally thinking in my head, I was like, they're probably going to pass the ball here because, you know, you got two more downs to get it in, maybe get a little bit closer or you potentially get into the end zone and you got two players to run in the end zone. And I get that. I get that from that standpoint. But what you've been preaching to us for the entire season, we want to run the football. That's what we do. That's who we are. And that's what you have done in this game. And that's why you had a chance to win the game with down 6 points and potentially get in the end zone and kick the extra point to win the game, right? That's how you got here, right? So why not continue to do it? Because who cares if you run the ball 10 times in a row? I don't give a damn. Like, if it's working, do it. Continue to do it. And they had so much success, whether it be the stretch run outside with Cordarrelle Patterson and Tyler Allgeier out there just running and absorbing hits and continue to fall forward for 2 to 3 extra yards. He was doing exactly what Brian Robinson was doing to the Falcons defense. So my whole thing is on that particular instance, man, like, be who you are. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather you go down swinging, being who you are, than trying to be something that you know that you're not. And that's passing the football. Passing the football, you know, in that moment, in that time frame where you run the football consistently down the field, methodically, just doing your thing. Why not continue to do that? Because that's just who we are. I get the line of thinking, but I question it just from an identity standpoint, because that's what he's always preaching to us at every press conference on Monday morning.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like, if I'm being honest, I don't really have a problem. As you said, they basically had 3 plays to get the ball in the end zone. You want to throw the ball to see if you can throw the, you know, throw it in the end zone. And look, right, like, yeah, the play they drew up worked. It just got tipped by De'Ron Payne. They would
have drafted in the first round, right?
I think so. I think he went in the first round. I thought so. Yeah. I might have seen that somewhere, right there. You know, I get it. On paper, it makes sense to throw the ball, but you're right. I do think it does open you up for second guessing now, right?
Right. No doubt.
As we've seen time and time again, this team in the crunch time runs the football. They're effective. Throw the football, not as effective. They ran the football. They're effective. Then they decide to throw the football, not as effective. So it just continues that same story. And of course, there's going to be a lot of second guessing. The Falcons are now 5-7. I believe the Bucks Browns game, as I'm looking at the TV off to my right, is in overtime. So we'll see what the result of that is going to be. But I think you're right. The Falcons are not going to be mathematically eliminated now that they're 5-7, because the NFC is terrible. And yeah, none of these teams are going to run away with wild cards or anything like that. But right, it is going to be a situation where losing this game, a conference game, is going to have an impact on tiebreakers moving forward. Yeah. And it's going to be much, much harder for the Falcons to get in. They have to win against Pittsburgh. They have to win against New Orleans. You know, they have to win against Arizona. So
they got to win out, Aaron, because that was the NFC team, the Arizona, your divisional team, and they got 2 division games left, and they got another NFC team game left. So, hey, man, yep, look, that's where you are.
We'll see what the Falcons do, and we'll, of course, be here on Locked On Falcons, Locked On Sports Atlanta. Jarvis talking with Tanitra, John Chuckery, Mark Zeno. I'm sure they'll have some thoughts on this game. You could check that out, of course, Monday and all week long here on Locked On Sports Atlanta. Of course, I'll have you covered a little bit later tonight with Locked On Falcons, going deeper into this game and some of these topics that we're touching upon on this postcast. So, guys, make sure you keep it locked here on Locked On Sports Atlanta all week long. We'll get the leftovers for you.
We're gonna get you right.
Yeah, we'll get you right. So there you have it, guys. You know, same old Falcons.
Hey, look, man, we got all black on for a reason, man. Just leave it at that.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us.
See y'all next week.